Bonjour, Gina Suru pour la radio du cinéma. Nous sommes sur le tapis d'ouverture de la 19e édition du Holy Short Film Festival. Et je reçois l'équipe d'un film dont j'ai du mal à prononcer le nom. C'est Pickled Tarrell en anglais, n'est-ce pas?
Pickled Herring.
Pickled Herring. I'm not sure how we would translate in French.
Find out what the name of the fish is. Yeah. Herring is a kind of fish.
Voilà, I should brush up my cuisine skills. And also, what's actually incredible is that you are the director, you are the writer. Can you talk to us about your collaboration?
Well, we're creative soulmates. We want to work on everything together, unfortunately. And we're sharing stories. We're both from the Soviet Union. We both came here as refugees. Our fathers are very similar in their immigrantness, in their machismo, in their force feeding of us. And we bonded over that. Marina had a terrible accident where she was hit by a car, and I had a baby around the same time. And our dads, our respective dads, came to help us and bonded over our love and annoyance of them. And that made for a ripe comedic tale.
Говорите по-русски?
Да, говорю.
А, изучила русский язык 10 лет. I've just lost all our audience right now. I'm cracking up my Russian. So are you both from there?
I'm from Uzbekistan.
And I'm from Russia. Yes. Yeah.
How much do you think language connects audiences? Is it important? Do you think that there is a strength being connected by just la langue?
I think that's a great question, and it connects us very deeply. I know with Milana and I, we share a lot more than language, but watching her direct, she actually was able to direct in dual language, and that was really impressive because she could connect with me in Russian, and we could like decide things really quickly, and then she would share it with the rest of the crew. And I think that added a lot of impressiveness, and people, when you switch to Russian, people start listening. They get intimidated.
It's a beautiful language.
Thank you. I'll take it as a compliment.
No French, but...
Yeah, it's not French. It's not Italian, but we'll take it.
Your short film is a comedy. Was it important to you to market into the comedy genre?
We are comedians. We've only ever really worked in comedy, and that's what matters to us most, is making people laugh. Even if there's a little bit of pain in the story, we always find the comedy in it.
What does it mean for you, and especially, I guess, as a writer, to write a comedy and screen at such a profound Academy Award qualifying festival? Is it a dream come true?
It really is. I mean, it's very, it is. It's it's very surreal because for many years I would write and save it to my desktop and nothing would happen. And when Milana and I met and I shared my writing with her, she made my writing come to life. So I think that there's very important partnerships and it's important to feel safe and supported. And we had this kind of emotional and experiential connection, but she brought my writing off of the computer and into the real world, and I don't think I'm still really understanding how big of a deal that is.
What do you hope the international audience, in particular, not American, to pick away from your screening here?
Well, I think that everybody will resonate with this if they have people in their family or in their building or in their community that they love that is an immigrant. And an immigrant from wherever to wherever, because there is such a love and a commonality that immigrants have. And our story really highlights what it means to be a child of immigrants and the generational difference that being a citizen of a place makes.
Maladiet, c'était pour la radio du cinéma.
Спасибо.